The League of Women Voters is an American civic organization founded almost a century ago and just a few months before the ratification of the 19th Amendment. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the League of Women Voters in Arkansas is celebrating its centennial by reflecting on the past and planning for the future.
The League of Women Voters of Arkansas is a nonpartisan political organization that encourages informed and active participation in government. League members work to increase understanding of major public policy issues through education and advocacy. Nell Matthews, a retired UAMS biomedical research scientist, has roots in the League tracing back to Texas, where her mom, grandmother, and great-grandmother were members. Matthews joined the Arkansas League in 1993 after relocating here. In 2014, she became state leader.
The League of Women Voters was the organization that came out of the women's suffrage movement. Once the 19th Amendment was ratified, they said, okay, we're done, right? And they said, no, we're just getting started. And so Carrie Chapman Catt, who was a prominent suffragette, and she's actually the person that designed the winning strategy to get the 19th Amendment ratified, said, let's start the League of Women. We're going to start a new organization out of, the birth from the old ones, and it will be called the League of Women Voters.
Arkansas became the 12th state to ratify the 19th Amendment in 1919. The League of Women Voters of Arkansas began to build its framework after, Matthews says, which continues to operate in Faulkner, Washington, and Pulaski counties.
We do have several 50-year members, including Ruth Bell. Ruth is an amazing person here in Pulaski County. She is still active. She goes to every planning commission meeting, and she is on the board for the local league and just an amazing person. If you need any questions answered, you ask Ruth.
Matthews says the history of the early Arkansas League was troubled.
The league here in Little Rock and now Pulaski County was sort of de facto the state league. The league is nonpartisan. That means we do not support candidates. We do not support parties. We have information about it. We run voter service programs where we have candidate forums. We do questionnaires and so forth. But that league decided that Sid McMath represented all the issues and ideals that they wanted to support, so they endorsed Sid McMath for governor, and the National League came down and decertified that league.
Democrat Sid McMath, who served as Arkansas's 34th governor, elected in 1948, pressed for major infrastructure improvements, stricter bank and utility regulation, repeal of the poll tax, and broad expansion of opportunity for Black citizens post-World War II in Arkansas.
And it took about 3 or 4 years before the state league was reformed.
The National League also has troubled roots, although the women's rights movement first emerged in the 1830s out of the abolitionist movement. According to published league history, original founder Carrie Chapman Catt claimed, quote, white supremacy will be strengthened, not weakened, by women's suffrage. In reaction, African-American women in Arkansas and other southern states established their own political action clubs to further their aims. Today, Nell Matthews says the League in Arkansas is growing more diverse.
There was a time when probably it's true that the League, everybody looked the same. We all came from the same middle-class backgrounds. But because of the changing demographics, it's just natural that League is now bringing in more people who are different, more diversity. And men, of course, are always welcome. And just because we're called the League of Women Voters, that's because of our history. We are for men and women, and we want everyone to participate.
The League in Arkansas also at one time operated in 15 counties.
League was an important outlet for women who were at home with children, who were not necessarily in the workplace. But, that changed.
Matthew says the league is once again growing.
Local leagues are very involved in their local politics. that, you know, they care about what's going on in their quorum courts. They care about what's going on in their city councils. They care about their school boards. We have over 50 members, I think, now in Faulkner County. We have over 100 in Pulaski County. And I believe Washington County is pretty close to 100 also. So about 250 league members. We have a few what we call member at large, MAL, members that are part of the state league because there's not a local league around them. And so we try and affiliate them with the closest local league, but otherwise they're a member of the state league and they try and get all the information about what's going on with league in the state.
The league also hosts state meetings.
Our state convention, it's every other year. Our national convention is held every other year. And we're so excited because next year, the 100th anniversary of the ratification equals the 100th anniversary of the birth of the league.
And local leagues host monthly meetings.
And in addition, they'll have other programs too. Like there's a program called Drinks and Dialogue where they'll take a topic and get a presenter and they'll meet at a local watering hole, you know, a bar or some restaurant or someplace where people can just come and sit and you don't have to be a league member. It's there to get younger people who don't have that time to come in and grab some information.
The League of Women Voters of Arkansas is currently focused on educating stakeholders on issues, for example, redistricting.
A lot of people don't know how we redistrict. They don't know who does the drawing of the lines. That's what League does. It educates.
The League is also educating the public about a proposed constitutional amendment to appear on the 2020 ballot, originating from an Arkansas House joint resolution to change the citizen-initiated and legislative ballot issue process.
Arkansas is one of the few states that allows citizen initiatives to be on the ballot, constitutional changes that are sponsored by citizens. And you have to have a certain number of signatures from a certain number of counties in order to get that on the ballot. The legislature wants to change that to make it very much more difficult. And I'm kind of sad at that idea because it takes power away from the people. And we're a democracy. Our people need to be the ones that govern.
In recent years, the League in Arkansas has investigated voter registration of newly naturalized citizens, collaborated with the Citizens First Congress to research voter ID laws, advocated to ease federal real ID documentation requirements, and examined the use of public school funds for private education. You can find action alerts, history, and meeting calendars for the League of Women Voters of Arkansas as well as League Locals at lwv-arkansas.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.